This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Chairman tries to abolish the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board. In response to the administration's March 13, 2017 executive order to reorganize the executive branch of government, Sean Sullivan, chairman of the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board, made two proposals. One, to eliminate the board. And two, to reduce the workforce by 32%. Since its creation by Congress in 1988, the board has served as an independent government oversight body of the nuclear weapons complex, including the three Department of Energy, DOE, sites in New Mexico: Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, Sandia National Laboratories, and the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. They provide independent analysis, advice, and recommendations to the DOE Secretary. In a June letter to John Mulvaney, director of the Office of Management and Budget, Sullivan, a former submarine officer, wrote that the, quote, views expressed in this correspondence are mine alone and do not reflect the collective opinion of the five-member board, end quote. In support of eliminating the board and saving the federal government $31 million, Sullivan argued that the board's work duplicates the DOE's internal oversight through its Office of Enterprise Assessments. Sullivan recognized that complete elimination of the board, quote, might be susceptible to political blowback, end quote. For that reason, Sullivan also proposed a workforce reduction from 120 employees to 82. Moving technical employees from Washington, D.C. to the DOE sites could save approximately $7 million, a small percentage of the proposed $4.1 trillion federal budget for 2018. Sullivan proposed to increase the number of field personnel at LANL to 6 while adding Sandia and WIP to their workload. As documented by the Center for Public Integrity, the Santa Fe New Mexican, and the Albuquerque Journal, the board has documented the many safety, security, seismic, and criticality issues at LANL and its plutonium facilities. Manufacturing of the plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons were shut down for 3 years and are beginning again. As reported by the board in August and September, three workers were exposed to radiation at the plutonium facility. It is anticipated that the administration will request to expand production from 20 to 80 triggers per year. In response to Sullivan's proposals, Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich introduced an amendment to the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act to prevent elimination of the board. In a written statement to the Center for Public Integrity, Udall said, quote, repeated serious safety and security lapses at the labs, including the two in New Mexico, are among the reasons for strengthening, not eliminating, the outside oversight board. These incidents have demonstrated that there is a need for a strong watchdog that does not have a direct financial or political stake in the success of the labs, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.